I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Looking for a romantic dining experience on Valentine's Day? Well, good news. Yelp is out with the 100 most romantic restaurants, and Newsline spoke live with Yelp senior marketing manager Ali Schwartz.
100 of the most romantic restaurants, and New York City has 3 of them, right? I guess that's not a big surprise. We have fantastic restaurants around here.
Oh, absolutely. New York City is such a foodie place, and the city is filled with tons of romantic restaurants.
Including number 5 on the list, and forgive my pronunciation, I'm going to botch it. I never took French. La Grande Boucherie.
That's right.
Tell us about it.
It is an amazing place in the heart of the city. It's in Midtown. It has 40-foot high outdoor atrium. People love this French classic bistro. They have amazing steak frites with herb butter, served with fries, a Wagyu burger. I mean, people just can't get enough of this place. And it's so spacious, especially for a New York City gem.
Oh my gosh, my stomach is growling so much I can't even tell you at the thought of those fries. Okay, a favorite Brooklyn eatery making the top 25. Tell us about that one. This is, Cafe Mogador?
Yes, Cafe Mogador in the heart of Williamsburg. They also have a location in the East Village as well. And what's really nice about this place is it's a family-run Moroccan and Middle Eastern place, and the same founding family still owns and operates both locations. They have a really intimate atmosphere, so while it's great for something like Valentine's Day, it could also be great for, you know, a night out with friends or maybe a first date. And they have everything you could think of when it comes to Mediterranean food. I personally love their meze, falafel, tahini. Oh my goodness, it's so good. Just kind of I'm making myself hungry.
And me too. Yeah, as I said. Yeah, the other place from the 5 boroughs, Thai Villa, this in Manhattan, yeah?
Yes, it's right in New York's Flatiron District. This has authentic Thai dishes. It's a really elegant setting, and they have sophisticated dishes that are actually little-known cuisines that are not necessarily typically had outside of Thailand. So it's very authentic. And the food was originally prepared for Thai royalty in past generations.
Oh, wow. All right. You get to dine like royalty there. Now, I noticed there were just a couple from New Jersey. 618, is that the name of the place in Freehold Borough?
Yes, that's exactly right. That comes in at number 32 on the list. It's New American cuisine. Their ambience has elegant chandeliers and greenery, floral arrangements everywhere. It's also a banquet space, so they do a lot of special events, weddings, things of that nature.
And if you don't want to travel too far, you can just head over to Hoboken and get some good Cuban food?
Absolutely. They have the Cuban restaurant and bar at number 64. Amazing Cuban cuisine with a ton of Latin flair. They're great for any occasion. Their grilled skirt steak is very popular, and also Yelpers seem to love their brunch menu as well.
By the way, your criteria, people leave Yelp reviews and say, oh, I love this. This was such a romantic spot. How do you pick that list of 100?
Yes, that's exactly right. We're taking a look at the content that users have contributed. So maybe they highlighted the fact that it's romantic, or they said date night or Valentine's. And then we rank those spots using a number of different factors, including total volume of ratings and reviews that mention those keywords. But we're also looking at things like health score and making sure that it's a great place for the community to dine.
Is it impossible to get a reservation? Like, let's just say I were to tell my husband, you know, there's a great place on East 19th Street where we can be treated like royalty and have some good Thai food. Is it already too late, or could you do it?
I think that you could do it. You might have to act fast. You might have to tell him to, you know, hurry up, but it's not too late. You can still do it. We recommend going over to the Yelp page and contacting the business directly, especially for special occasions like Valentine's Day. A lot of businesses will have, you know, a prefix menu or something unique that they're pushing. So we recommend contacting directly, figuring out the best way to kind of get your foot in the door.
All right. Making us all hungry, giving us some great restaurant recommendations. Yelp senior marketing manager, Ali Schwartz. Ali, thank you.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.